Okay, so I have loved Maybelline since I became aware of it when I was, probably 13, 14. I have used Maybelline for that long. And their new Lifter Plump lip gloss is absolutely insane. It is so fabulous. It gives me the perfect puffy pout. And one thing about me is I always have a lip on. Like I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, and I apply a lip. I'm just that girl. I'm sorry, I have to. And I'm obsessed with this new Lifter Plump. Okay. Here's why. There's a little heat in it, and it just makes your lips look so kissable, so perfect, so divine. I'm obsessed, quite frankly. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled Roback.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS. Hi guys, welcome back to It's Me Tinks. Happy Friday. Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to the show on the SiriusXM app, Stitcher, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts so that you never miss an episode. I've got Jamie today. I got Jamie on the mic. And so that's Saba, in case you don't know all my psycho nicknames. I should probably just post a grid post of all of my weird nicknames so people don't get confused anymore. Anyway, she's here today, coming to chat. I went to the Betches You Up podcast show last night, and I took Glenn. So if you don't know what it is, it's like You Up is a dating podcast, and it's Jared and Jordana, and they do a lot of dating stuff, and they're a very New York-y crowd, and it was founded by Betches, who are an incredible group of girls who I've become friends with. I'm so proud of them. They are so cool. I'm probably know Sammy the best, and she's really, really smart. Sammy Sage, she's very smart on Instagram if you want to go follow someone. Anyway, they had the show and kindly invited me, so I went to go see it, and I took Glenn and Daisy, and like 10 minutes, and I said, walking into Glenn, this is straight culture, I'm really sorry.
That's also such a trio.
It's,
you three.
It's a trio, but I tricked him. I was like, it's a comedy show, and he was like, amazing, what, who are we seeing?
Glenn, he was, would fall for that.
Yeah, he was like unbelievable. And by the way, it was in downtown LA, which if you haven't been to downtown LA, it's kind of like, it's zombie apocalypse vibes.
It's like Narnia.
It's Narnia, but not really, because there's no nice creatures there.
No, it's
there.
Not nice, but it's far
scary.
As hell.
It's far as scary. Hell. So we're walking in, and Glenn is walking up the line, and he sees all these girls, literally all girls. And he was like, what?
where are we? What are we seeing? And I was like, it's a comedy show about straight culture dating. And he was like, what the F?
He's probably so upset.
He was upset and he was starving. And so 10 minutes into the show, he was like, would you hate me if I go? They started talking about like texting and all this stuff. And he was like,
this isn't relatable to me. I can't relate here. Hello.
He's like, I'm going to go. I was like, all right, go with God. Bye. So it was a good show. And it was funny because I heard rumblings of, I don't know, people saying stuff that I say in the dating,
because
they did a whole bit about how long should you chat on a dating app before you ask someone out on a date.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sleep with someone.
No.
You were like, you know.
And they were saying, Jared was saying it should be pretty bam, bam, bam. But I thought, you know, it was interesting because it's a guy's perspective and they were asking him like, well, why would a guy keep talking to a girl on a dating app if he didn't plan to ask her out? And I wanted to scream from the audience validation because that's just the easy
you
way.
Should've.
I should have. But then everyone would have seen me and I was like, I don't want to, you know, like, try to be the attention seeker.
It's like in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
She doesn't even go here.
She doesn't even go here. This isn't even her dating podcast show. So I didn't. But he kind of explained it from a guy's perspective, which I think is useful for some people. And he was like, you know, I'm bored, which is part of validation, right? You know,
100%.
He was like, sometimes I'm pooping and I'm just responding to people. And then I'm like, I'm never going to ask them out. And I was like, OK, well, that's good for girls to hear, because sometimes it's, you know, if they're going to ask you out, they're going to ask you out. He did offer, and I want to give him credit, he did offer a good way. If you still feel like if the conversation has gotten kind of dry on a dating app, he did offer a good way to have one last ditch effort. And he said you can text and or message and say, down to go out, let me know, which I thought was a really good practical thing, because I get a lot of people, girls writing in and saying, you know, it's kind of dry, but I'm really down to go out with him, and you know, is he gonna ask me, whatever, which I thought was really useful. So that's cool, and I want to give him credit for that, because I think that is a good way to just, if you're really, you know, I can be a little black and white about these things, and I know that. I'm kind of like, if he doesn't send a horse-drawn carriage and ask you to the ball by midnight, then he will not have access to your...
And he's seriously just like, down to go out.
Yeah, and he said, just message that. And then if they don't jump on that, then you really know.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was a fun night. And again, love that crew. Much love to all the Betches crew. They're amazing. I still need to try. They have a new drink called Faux Pas, which is a canned cocktail.
What kind of?
They have
alcohol?
Four flavors. They have vodka. They got tequila. They got a margarita. I got to try it.
Sounds delicious.
I have to try
it. We should try it.
We have to try. We did try Cowboy Caviar this week.
We did. It was so good.
It was so good.
Okay, but first impression was just like, this is just a chopped vegetable salad. This is not
at first
caviar.
So guys, if you don't know, Cowboy Caviar is it's a recipe that's been going viral on TikTok right now because of this creator, Bria, who's this sweet, sweet girl. Anyway, she's been making every variation of it. And basically what you do is chop up like every vegetable known to mankind. And then you put feta, and then a lot of people put beans, but in our family, beans hurt our stomach, so we didn't do that.
Yeah, I had beans last night.
And you're and suffering this morning.
I'll just end it there.
Beans hurt my stomach so much.
Same. But I love them. They're so good. Legumes.
I love legumes.
Fuck yeah.
But they're not good. Please remind me after we finish talking about Cowboy Caviar to talk about Jennifer Aniston's salad, because it's about legumes too.
Yeah. She made a comment.
She said,
that is not good for my digestive tract.
Exactly. We'll circle back to that.
So Jen.
We chopped up every vegetable known to mankind, peppers, avocado, and then we put vegan feta in it.
Which was so good. I really liked it.
Jamie was freaking out about it. We're all trying to be less dairy because that also hurts our tummies.
Yeah.
And so I got this vegan feta and it was okay. I think what it needed was the whole recipe. If you guys make it, chop everything up, make the dressing. I made a TikTok about it so you can go see exactly what I use. But let it marinate for a second because we were so hungry. We started eating it. And like Jamie said, it was like, at first we felt as though it was a bad salad you know, just kind of like a weird salsa that with no thought.
Just like a dip that doesn't taste.
Yeah, that like doesn't taste like anything. But once the flavors began to marinate together and the vegetables got all soaked in the dressing, it was amazing.
It was really good. But I need to go get that feta because it was so good. It tasted like
you've talked to me about
actual sheep's milk.
You wrote me three texts.
Yeah, I screenshotted the photo. I'm going to go buy 5 packs of that. feta.
It was Violife, which this isn't sponsored, but if you'd love to send us some cheese, we would be happy to have it, Violife.
I'll eat it all. I'll eat it all.
I've heard that the Trader Joe's feta is really good. The vegan one is really good.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm a big Trader Joe's girly.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Yeah, I am. And I think their feta is, sorry, trash.
Trash?
I'm so sorry, Joe.
She said
I'm so sorry.
So the Jennifer Aniston thing, you guys, also on TikTok was a big trend. I swear to God, TikTok be starting the craziest rumors. This
so crazy. Like, who started it and where did it come from? Like, someone woke up and chose violence and
they
lies.
They chose to lie. So that's such an interesting question, because where did it come from? Basically, on TikTok for the past 3 weeks, everybody's been saying Jennifer Aniston ate this exact salad every day on the set of Friends for 11 years.
Like, were you there?
Were you there? Did she say it?
Did you make the salad for her every day?
No. And so in my head, I'm thinking, because I love celebrity culture and I also am pretty into nutrition and kind of.
Yeah. Like, who isn't? Who doesn't want to look like Miss
like Jennifer
Aniston?
Aniston, right? But in the back of my head, I'm thinking there's no fucking way that Jennifer Aniston ate this salad for 11 years, because she's very disciplined. She's done a lot of interviews where she's said about how disciplined she is and whatever about her food, and she has all this stuff that she likes to follow. And in the salad that she supposedly ate for 11 years, there was chickpeas and also feta, I think, or something like whatever, or quinoa or something.
It was farro.
Yeah, farro and chickpeas. And I'm thinking in my head, no fucking way did Jennifer Aniston eat farro every day
for
11.
That's a lot of grains.
It's a lot of grains. But what am I going to say? I'm just thinking this in the back of my head. I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's
the
secret to looking.
She ate grains. That's okay.
Yeah. Exactly. So then she comes out basically this week being like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I never ate that salad.
She said it was bad for her digestive tract.
Yeah.
Which is true. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's chickpeas in my salad today. I'm going to eat them. I'm not going to feel great, but.
You did it. Did you meal prep?
I meal prep every day.
You're doing it every day.
Yeah.
Now? That's so good.
Yeah.
Lauren and I have to start doing that.
It's honestly not that hard.
No.
Everyone at work is always like, wow, you brought lunch.
It's just a salad.
I'm like, it's just a salad, you guys.
I'm going to be honest with you though. Sometimes I'm really into cooking this week, as you've seen.
Yeah, I love it.
But Lauren, I'm worried that I don't want to like impose, because usually we get lunch together every day.
Yeah.
Lauren's my assistant.
Yeah.
And I don't want to impose my weird cooking on her.
No, I think she loves home cooked meals.
She does.
Yeah,
I'm going to cook
likes
more
cooking.
For us.
Lauren's also my roommate, to the people who don't know.
Parasite.
Lauren loves a home cooked meal. We love cooking together.
I've been thinking about maybe I could make it. I could open her up to the idea by making us kind of like a salad bar. Like, I could chop a
like
bunch
salad
of stuff
club.
And make salad club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. I think that's a good idea.
So I have a trip planned to Palm Desert coming up, and I booked an Airbnb because I wanted to be with all of my friends. This house we booked has a beautiful pool, so you guys know I will be catching some rays and doing a little bit of tanning. I know a few friends who have houses, and when they're away, whether it's on a trip or they're traveling for work, they just Airbnb their houses. So they're like actively making money while they're away, which is kind of the dream, right? Like passively making extra money. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. If you want to bring coziness into your life, you turn to Barefoot Dreams, especially now as the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary. With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket. And while many have attempted to duplicate their blankets, robes, and more, Barefoot Dreams' fabrication and quality cannot be replicated. So don't believe the dupes. So guys, do you remember back in like 2020, I made a viral TikTok about how much I love Barefoot Dreams, because I am truly so obsessed with these blankets. I have one in every room of my house, no word of a lie, and also the socks. When I tell you that I cannot sleep if I don't have Barefoot Dreams socks on, that is the truth, okay? For It's Me Tinks listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code TINKS15. Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I've bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. All the must-have styles that pair with everything this spring. DSW has all the must-have styles from fun, colorful sandals to sporty soles and cool fashion sneakers. All the latest styles, fun colors, and best brands at great prices. Okay, you guys, it is officially spring. Thank goodness. I've been so excited to get out of the colder weather, and I'm excited to start wearing more spring forward looks. Okay. I am excited to show my toes again. They've been in hiding, right? I got a pedicure and I am ready for open toed shoes. I'm ready to do like a little jean with a wedge. I am ready to do some beautiful strappy sandals at the upcoming weddings that I have. I am just so excited for all of the opportunities to wear cute shoes, and DSW has so many options, and I will be needing quite a few pairs, so it's time to shop. Explore the latest spring styles at your nearest DSW store or online at dsw.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery gets drained so easily. You guys know I am a sensitive Virgo woman, okay? I need that time to rest and relax. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. You guys know that therapy is everything to me. I have it every single week because my therapist helps me learn my boundaries. She is the one who says, whoa, I don't think you should go to that. You are really tired. You're really stressed right now. That is going to drain you. And it's just so helpful to have a trained professional who can help you realize those boundaries. You know, I'm obsessed with boundaries, guys. So give therapy a try because it can be so useful. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tinks. Okay, speaking of things about celebrities being fake on the internet, I was thinking about it a lot because I watched the J-Lo documentary this week on Netflix. And I know you haven't seen it, but
I
would love
J-Lo.
To ask you, what's your impression of her?
Okay, so I like her.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she doesn't hear this. I like her, but I like the drama that she brings in her relationships more. Like her and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I live for that.
Yeah.
Twitter goes crazy for that.
Yeah, they do.
But I haven't seen the doc, but I heard everyone is going crazy for it on TikTok. They're
it's
like,
amazing.
What is her routine?
Yeah.
I need to know.
Well, she's 50 and she looks honestly better than ever.
Yeah.
She crushes the gym. She's also someone who's, you know, she doesn't drink.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she doesn't drink.
Oh,
and
there
she
you
hasn't.
Go.
So
there you go. Answers. We're done now.
Every time I find a celebrity or someone that I think looks great, I'm like, maybe this is the person that I can copy. I'm like, what do you do? And they're like, oh, I hit the gym. I'm like, great, me too. They're like, yeah, I drink a lot of water. I'm like, great, me too. And then they're like, and I don't drink alcohol. And I'm like, well, that's...
You're like, I'm out. You lost me there.
I'm out. But it is a really good documentary. But when I was talking about it, people were saying, you know, oh, she's talks badly about other female celebrities and this and that. But it's so little of what we see through the media about celebrities, I think is true.
Oh, 100%. From someone who's on the, who's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And can tell the truth.
Yeah.
So much of it is fake.
So much of it is fake. And yeah, it's a great documentary. I really recommend watching it. It's very inspiring. I had no idea the background. Basically, the loose plot is in the lead up to the Super Bowl, which was in Miami. And, you know, historically, they have one amazing performer. And then when it came time to this one, they said basically, okay, J-Lo, we would love you to do it with Shakira. And I didn't even consider how insulting that was, because essentially what they were saying is, you know, you need two women to do one man's job.
Right.
And it's offensive to both of those women performers because they both have this enormous catalog of hits and, you know, eras to address. And it was like a 14-minute thing. And so, you know, you're cutting it down. And I don't know. It's crazy. I never even thought about it. And the way that they were trying to spin it was like, oh, well, we want, you know, you both to do it, blah, blah. But
also they're both two different genres of music.
Totally. And you're asking them to smush them together. And it's no wonder that she was annoyed with it. And what that was one of the criticisms was people saying, oh, she got so upset about it. And I was thinking, yeah, but you would, wouldn't you? If you had worked for over 30 years in an industry, you finally get one of the biggest honors a performer can receive. And they're saying, share it with someone.
No, it would never happen with a man.
It would never happen with a man. It would never.
Which is so unfair.
Yeah, but so amazing documentary. I feel like TV's in a really good spot right now. Like I have something to watch every night now.
TV is in the best spot it could ever be. Movies need to catch up.
Movies need to catch up. But you have been watching Love Island.
I am so obsessed with Love Island, but let me make something clear. Love Island UK reigns superior to all the others. And I think most people can agree.
Everybody agrees.
Yeah.
I was trying to articulate why I think it's so much better though.
Okay. I think that it's more posh.
Yeah.
They have such good banter.
It's like the banter.
They just know how to talk and it feels real. It doesn't feel
produced. Yes.
Yeah. And I really like how genuine, like my roommates and I were talking about this, how we think that maybe sometimes they can come off prude, but I actually enjoy that. I like how they can. They have to wait a few weeks before they can kiss the couple that they're in, the person that they're coupled up with.
Right, right.
I think that's cute.
It's cute.
Like, it feels so high school, the way that they act and the way that they talk.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just feels real.
It does. And I think you're right. I think it's the banter. Everything. Okay, British people have it figured out with banter. I mean,
they really do.
That's how you and I relate, is through, you know, slightly mocking each other and making fun of each other. And I said that on Instagram this week. Like, that's how I know that I'm close to someone, is if someone makes fun of me and I make fun of them. And
totally.
And that's how they do it on Love Island UK. It's the banter.
100%. And another thing, they don't go on the show to leave with any sort of fame.
100%.
They go on the show because they actually genuinely think that they'll find someone, which is kind of funny, but also so pure.
So pure. And they also think that they might. Do they win money at the end? They do.
Yeah, but it's nothing.
It's not a lot. Yeah.
It's like £50,000. Well, okay. First, I don't want to say that it's nothing, but comparatively.
Compared to some game shows where they win, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and they have to split it. Well, it's a decision at the end.
Yeah, yeah. But they. I agree with you. They go on because they want to have a laugh. They're just like, let's go Mallorca, let's go Marbella, let's have a laugh, let's go on Love Island.
On then.
But so now I'm all messed up because I was watching in the UK and then I left. So now they put the first 10 episodes on Hulu. Why are they doing this to us?
I don't know. Hulu needs to just sack up and release it day by day.
Sack up. Pay the extra money. How much is it? I'll chip in.
Like a tech software girly trying to find what the hell is a VPN. Well, I don't have one, but
I tried.
To all the
failed.
Followers listening, you can listen or you can watch through Twitch.
I think that's
DM
illegal.
Me if you want the link.
DM me. I got the hookup.
I
am upset that I can no longer watch in real time, because that's the other thing. Is that it's so fun to watch with all your friends and
so
in
fun.
The moment.
I wish I could vote.
I know. I like had my mom vote for me. She was
good.
Why am I doing this?
Good. I seriously considered purchasing a VPN earlier this week. I was like, okay, I need to get a VPN. I need to get an ITV account. It's going to cost me like $100 a month. I don't care. I'll do it. Anything to watch Davide.
Anything to watch Davide. Speaking of TV, I know you haven't watched it too. This is your homework for the weekend.
I know.
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
I have been hearing such good things about it.
Guys, this show changed me. And I know it seems like I'm a loser and all I've been doing is watching TV lately. And you know what? That's right. That's exactly what I have been doing because I'm trying to relax after my trip and cook a lot, as you know. This show, now typically I don't love YA. That's young adult, by the way. I don't love YA movies and shows because it just doesn't, I don't know, it's not interesting enough for me or whatever. Especially on Netflix, some of the teen movies that everybody gets completely batshit over. I'm like, ugh, it's too YA for me. I mean, it's YA for a reason. Anyway, this show is so good. Taylor Swift did the soundtrack, I think, and it's phenomenal. I'm completely, like, obsessed with Taylor again, by the way. We can talk about that another time. The Summer I Turned Pretty. This is an unbelievable show. I implore you all to watch it. Again, this sounds like an ad. Amazon Prime Video, if you want to get in touch, I'm here for you. It's the writing. The writing is why you're going to like it too, because I feel like you're the same as me. You wouldn't really like something that's soft and whatever.
It depends.
It depends.
Because I really liked Emily in Paris.
I don't want to. We're going to move on. We're going to move on from that right now.
And that's
now.
All I'll say. But no, I agree in some ways. I do like good writing.
Yeah. The writing, and I think it's so hard to capture the vernacular of young people. I think that is one of the most difficult things to do in TV and movies is to write young people without them sounding cringe, because here's why. It's always older people writing them.
Right.
Even a bit older, even someone who's 26, like, I don't know.
Just a bit outdated.
It's a bit outdated. You know, the youngest person in a writer's room is probably 25, 26. If they're writing a teenager, it just doesn't sound right because
I never thought of it that way, but yes, you're so right.
And so I had one friend who wrote on the show, and she's incredibly brilliant, and they just totally... This is such a silly example, but there's a scene when Steven's in the, I think that's his name. I forget everyone's name on TV, but anyway, I think his name is Steven. He's in a cafe with like his girlfriend or whatever. And they come over and they're like, hey, do you want to come to this thing tonight? He's like, okay, yeah, word. And I was like, see, that is exactly what a 17-year-old say. He'd say word.
Oh, so it's modern day.
It's modern day. Yeah. And I think sometimes writers try so hard to make them be like, oh, what up, dog, or whatever.
Yeah, and it's so cheesy.
There was just so many instances where I thought, wow, they really studied exactly how kids are talking today on TikTok, on Instagram, and whatever. Oh, and they even had a part where they said, I made a Finsta, and, you know, and it was just,
oh,
it was
so
a very
relatable
and realistic to what kids are actually doing today. Anyway, I can't recommend the show enough. It's unbelievable. It's based on a book by Jenny Han, and everyone is telling me to read the books now, which is, even though I've seen the show, which I think I will, because, you know, why not?
Okay, I'm gonna watch it this week.
It's great. We'll discuss. So Jamie, what do you do that sparks joy, like little things that make you happy?
Recently it's been working out for me. Mm-hmm. And I really resonated with what you said about you don't work out to lose weight.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of that is true and part of that isn't for me.
Yeah.
Because I do want to look good.
Of course you do.
But recently I find that when I work out, I am just happier and I won't be mean to everybody.
Yeah. That's endorphins make you happy.
Endorphins do make you happy. And the older you get, the happier they make you.
I agree. The more crucial it is to have natural endorphins.
You need it.
We were talking about that this week. We were talking about how working out is just, it's such a release.
It's such a release. That's really all it is. Like, you walk into a class or the gym or wherever you choose to work out and you leave and you just, it's that saying. It's like, you never regret a workout.
Never. Oh my God.
You always feel better.
So good.
Yeah.
I was talking with my community this week about how happiness is such an overwhelming goal sometimes to say, oh, what makes you happy? Like, how can you become happy? Like, happiness is a measurement of contentment over a period of time, I think, you know? I think it's better to say, oh, you know, I had a really happy time in college or whatever. It's like, it's overall. And what we should be seeking is joyfulness. And you kind of build it brick by brick. And this was something that I mentioned and I wanted to reiterate here is how important it is to look at small things as building blocks to happiness.
100%. When I went through a breakup a few years ago, my therapist recommended that I do one thing every day that made me happy.
Yeah.
Whether that was going to get my nails done or eating ice cream for dessert.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really stuck with me throughout my 20s.
It's so true. It's such a small thing. I was reminded of it because my mom sent me a picture of, she got like a little soft serve on her walk and she shared it with me. And so not only was that her small way of bringing joy into her day, but it also reverberated onto me. And it's just, it's those small things. And I think as we get older, sometimes we don't allow ourselves to, we don't allow small things to make us happy because it seems frivolous or it seems immature or whatever. But I think something that I try to lead by example with is allowing those small things to make me happy. Like, for example, the Broncos. And I think sometimes people think that because I'm an influencer, I'm trying to say that this is the best car. I'm not. It's just my favorite car. And I wish that every person knows those small things that are joy triggers for them and then seeks them out like a heat-seeking missile.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. It's so funny. It's like when we were younger, you know, that like when they would say you'd find a penny heads up.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's, it's supposed to bring good luck. It's the same kind of concept. Like if you see something and you think it's a sign, go for it.
Go for it.
Think of it that way. It'll spark joy every single time.
Agree. And it's like, you know what, now most times as an adult when we pick up a penny, we're just like, oh, a penny, you know?
Yeah.
And it's that's actually a wonderful example to show how we just get the joy beaten out of us sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard.
It's hard
to be a human.
It's hard. And I think as you get older, it can be really hard to again, I know I'm like belaboring this point, but it's because it's important to allow small things to make you feel joyful. And I honestly was reminded of it this week too, because I got my car back finally, so I can stop being,
Oh my gosh.
You know, after three and
finally,
and I felt like a teenager again. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go get my nails done. Like
Yes.
Great example that you said. And I didn't view it as a chore or I didn't view it as just going to get my nails done. I was like, this is a treat. And I'm so excited to go get my nails done. And it really brought me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that is it. Brick by brick, guys. I'm just mainly glad that Sethy doesn't have to pick me up for the studio anymore because he would play like Pearl Jam in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I like to wake up.
I'm a Pearl Jam fan now. I went to a concert with him.
Oh, you did?
He's like smiling over there. He's like, she liked it.
First of all, we're going to talk about why I wasn't invited to that concert after this. But another example is like in the morning when I like to be in my car, I get my coffee and I listen to, you know, sometimes Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, do I? The new Drake album. Oh, my God. We need an episode just for that. I stan. It is hot girl summer.
Yeah. And even like putting on that album in the car, I don't view it as just picking music. I'm like, what a treat that I get to listen to this full blast in my car.
Yeah, and sing along. And who cares if people like look at you or whatever? It's bringing you happiness, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. So that's a new terminology in the Tinks glossary is brick by brick. Whenever you're feeling wobbly or lost or like you want to raise your happiness or contentness level, start small. Don't think, oh, I need to like move countries or, you know, get a new apartment or whatever. I mean, sometimes you need to do those things. But if you just want to raise your joyfulness level, think back to when you were a kid. Think back to your favorite things that you used to love to go see, to eat, to do, to listen to, and reincorporate them into your life. Maybe there's a certain type of dog that you absolutely are obsessed with. And every time you see it now, I want you to think, that's a good sign. That's a good omen. Allow that joyfulness into your life because it's so important. Also, I can't wait because I have another great glossary term that I'm going to talk about next week on the pod, sunk cost syndrome. It is something that affects so many of us. So next week on the pod, we're going to talk about that.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
I'm going to Newport with my...
Our favorite place.
I actually have grown to love Newport.
No, I love Newport.
Yeah, no. And I really want to get Bear Flag again.
You should take the family.
Yeah, I will.
It's so good. Bear Flag. Get that sauce. The sauce is so good.
It's so good.
I'm going to Disneyland today.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Today?
Tomorrow.
Oh. Today.
And I haven't been as an adult, so
I don't remember the last time I've been to Disneyland.
Daisy really wanted to go for her birthday, so I said, All right, I'll take you.
Wait, fun.
Yeah.
Space Mountain.
Wish me luck.
Best ride.
Guys, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Friday and even happier and better weekend. And I cannot wait to see you again on Monday. Don't forget to like and subscribe the show. If you really like it, share it with a friend. Leave a review. It means the fucking world to me. I love you all so much. See you next week. Bye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.